Let up and light up a Camel. Smokers find that Camel's costlier tobaccos are soothing to the nerves. Here's the Camel Caravan with Benny Goodman, and it's meeting time for swing fans from coast to coast. While you're listening, remember that you are the ones who've made this show possible. You smokers are the final judges of tobacco quality, and you've made Camel the largest selling cigarette in the world. So thanks, folks, and let up and light up a Camel.
Hello, club members. This is your president, Benny Goodman. Our entertainment committee tonight includes songwriter Johnny Mercer, complete with a brand new song, and piano players Mead Lux Lewis and Albert Hammond, complete with Boogie Woogie Piano. It looks like we've lined up a lot of business for our meeting, so let's get down to the order of proceedings from Secretary Seymour.
Well, there's a resolution, Mr. President, from our affiliated society, the Ancient Order of Fireside Toe Tappers.
Oh, yes? And what do they propose, Mr. Secretary?
Resolve that Benny Goodman should restore, rejuvenate, revive, and swing that old toe tapper, I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Clubhouse, please. The ceremony extraordinary is about to take place. We wanted all club members from coast to coast to be in on it, so we asked Bob Whiteman to come over to the meeting. Bob is managing director of the Paramount Theater, New York, and here he is.
Thank you, Dan Seymour. 3 years ago, we started a band popularity poll in the lobby of the Paramount. Each year, patrons of the theater have cast thousands of votes for many famous bands. This year, for the second time in succession, the winner is Benny Goodman. So on behalf of the thousands of voters who elected you the winner, Benny, I want to congratulate you, and for the second year, I present you the Paramount Band Trophy.
A handsome gold cup has just been unveiled. It's shining in the spotlight at the side of the platform.
Thank you, Bob Whiteman. And thanks from the band and myself to all the voters. That cup sure is a beauty, and we're certainly proud to have won it again.
And now, club members, a special Bob Whiteman request. He's nominated as his favorite new number, Hurry Home. He asked Benny to give it plenty of that boat-getting Goodman swing and add a vocal by Martha Tilton. So here it is, Mr. Whiteman, your special order coming right up.
I had to call you on the phone because I feel so all alone. Don't like this being on my own. Can't you, won't you hurry home? I leave the door unlocked in case, like me, you find you're out of place. I'd give the world to see your face. Can't you, won't you hurry home? I've learned a lot that I didn't know. I was a fool when I let you go. Since you've been gone, it's all very clear. Life is just an empty thing without you, dear. I made an awful big mistake. Oh, what a difference love can make. Please give my heart another break. Can't you, won't you hurry home? I was a fool when I let you go. Since you've been gone, it's all very clear. Life is just an empty thing without you, dear. I made an awful big mistake. Oh, what a difference love can make. Please give my heart another break. Can't you, won't you, darling, hurry.
And now it's a great pleasure to have with us a visitor from out of town who comes to the meeting with a membership card from the Hollywood Local. I vote we give a big welcome to Johnny Mercer.
Thank you. Thank you, Benny, and thank you, club members.
You know, Johnny, when we asked you to come on from Hollywood, we didn't expect that by the time you got here, one of your songs would be the top hit of America.
Well, it's kind of a shock to me, too.
Well, congratulations, boy. It was nice timing. And now, by the way of initiation, we have a questionnaire for you. Some things the average man would like to know. So will you imagine that Dan Seymour is Mr. Average Man?
Hi, Mercer.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Average Seymour. I don't suppose you've ever heard of Johnny Mercer.
Oh, I'll take President Goodman's word that you write song hits. But here's what the average man is interested in. How do you do it?
I see. Just a simple question.
Yeah, that's all. What do you have to turn out a big song?
Well, I couldn't afford to tell everybody, but I'll let you in on it. My own surefire formula for songwriting.
Oh, much obliged, Mr. Mercer.
Could we have a little formula music in the background, Benny? First, you have to be born down south in Savannah, Georgia. 16 years elapse. You come north, enter an amateur contest. You win.
All right, all right.
And wake up to find yourself singing with a dance band.
Oh, but Mr. Mercer, how can the average man sing with...
Mind you, this is only my own personal formula. Some writers, songwriters start with the music. But the years roll on. You meet Matt Malnick, decide to write a song together. You write 4 or 5 songs. They're terrible. You tear them up, throw them away, and next morning you wake up to find yourself singing in the bathtub. So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody-goody, so you met someone, and now you know how it feels.
I see, you've written a hit song, but you haven't told me how.
Well, listen, Mr. Average Man, the years roll on. And on. finally, in despair, you talk things over very seriously with Johnny Mercer, and you decide to write a song with yourself. Nothing happens. You tear out your hair, throw it away. Then one day in a taxi, you start singing, I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bold.
I see another hit, but how did you ever do it? Would that be the years rolling on again, Mr. Mercer?
Yes. And the next thing you know, you're right here in the clubhouse.
And Benny Goodman starts to play Johnny Mercer's top song hit of the week, and he's singing.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause, baby, look at you now.
Why, Mr. Mercer, you might have written beautiful baby.
Yeah?
That doesn't mean that you ought to sing, or me
why,
either.
Benny, I beg your humble pardon. I sang with Jack Teagarden.
And now I hear you moved in on beam.
Slightly.
Cause when it comes to singing blue rhythm, I don't know how they put up with you. But you'll probably wind up yet singing duets at the Met with Tibbet and Kapoora, too.
Who?
Kapoora. Yom Kapoora.
Well, Yom Kippur to you, too, Benny.
No, Yom Kapoora, the opera star.
Oh, where's she working now?
Not she. He. He sings opera, you know, high-class stuff, something like this.
You better stick to beautiful baby before you get the club members riled. Forget those Philharmonics and get back to the Onyx where you can drive the customers wild. Cause when it comes to playing Blue Danube, there's nothing left for you to invent. If you try to Strauss it up, you will only it up, barrel house it up, I meant. So you keep playing beautiful, baby, and I'll keep paying my rent. Ah, what a beautiful beginning for the new year. After all the discussions you've had here in the clubhouse, debating whether this and that distinguished guest could swing, to find out at last that your own president is a corny crooner. Mm-hmm.
All right, Johnny Mercer, enough of your wisecrack. Let's proceed from corn to Carnegie Hall.
Okay, proceed, Mr. President.
Well, we have a motto here in the clubhouse that the president will keep members informed of what's new and good. Well, it was the night before Christmas at Carnegie Hall. And all through the house, every creature was stirring to the rhythm of Boogie Woogie. Then and there, we made a date with head Boogie Woogie piano players, Meade Lux Lewis and Albert Ammon.
I've noticed, Mr. President, that the local newspapers in this week's Time and New Yorker have all been trying to explain how and why Meade Lux Lewis plays piano.
Yes, Johnny, but, you know, you can't give a scientific explanation of Boogie Woogie. That's why we've got Meade Lux Lewis here to show us what it's all about. Come on out, Meade. Meade Lux Lewis. And tonight's educational feature, lesson one. Meade Lux Lewis playing his own composition, Honky Tonk Train Blues. Take it, Meade. Thank you.
Say, Benny. Benny, I'm sorry to worry you with a personal matter, but a few minutes ago when we sang Dutiful Baby, we didn't give the name of the gentleman who wrote it with me. When I was a beginner, that used to burn me up good. So now I always like to mention my collaborator, even if you have to do it fast.
A nice thought, Johnny. Club members, the song, You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby, was written by Johnny Mercer and Harry Warren.
Harry Warren? My, I'm awfully glad to meet you, Mr. Warren. I think your song is
simply... Just a minute, Martha. This is not Harry Warren. Listen, another song you all remember was Lazy Bones by Johnny Mercer and Hoagy Carmichael.
Oh, Mr. Carmichael, I hope you'll forgive me. I should have known
Martha,
you.
Martha.
Now, look, Mr. President, why don't you try it this way? Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Mercer has a brand new song for you. It hasn't even been published yet. And for its first performance, Johnny himself sings a chorus. It's Cuckoo in the Clock by Walter Donaldson and Johnny Mercer.
Gee, I never knew Walter Donaldson could sing.
Tick-tock in the parlor was the only sound. Tick-tock on the mantel, nothing else around. Boy and girl were close as they could be. Never dreamt that they had company. There they were, he was baby talking her, and the cuckoo in the clock went cuckoo. Every 15 minutes he grew. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Be a pal, said the fella to the gal, and the cuckoo in the clock went cuckoo. Every time they started to woo. Woo, 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 woo. They didn't know that everything they said was overheard. They didn't hear that little birdie giving them the bird. So he said with a sigh, who's my little peachy pie? And the cuckoo in the clock went cuckoo. Though I'm just a little cuckoo, I'm not as cuckoo as you. So he closed the doors and withdrew. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Every 15 minutes he crew. Every time they started to woo.
Woo-hoo, woo-hoo, woo-hoo.
I'm not as cuckoo as you. So he closed the doors and withdrew. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Benny, the minutes of the meeting say that we're about to have lesson two in tonight's educational feature for club members.
Yes, Johnny. We're taking another chapter in the history of Boogie Woogie.
I think the story of Meade Lux Lewis and Albert Ammons is a great chapter. You know, they used to be taxi drivers in Chicago. Meade and Albert Ammons and Pine Top Smith lived together. And they had an old upright piano in their room. It was Pine Top Smith who brought to Chicago that great style of blues we call Boogie Woogie. Meade and Ammons listened to him and learned. And when Pine Top died, they carried on, driving taxis all day, practicing on the old upright at night, playing at a party now and then, and keeping alive the style Pine Top Smith had brought up from the South.
Well, thanks for that fine chapter resume, Johnny Mercer. Just one more note about the piano Albert Ammons plays in the next number. You know, back in the days when the blues were born, the old upright usually had a couple of extra pedals. One pedal for drums and one for mandolin effect. There aren't many of the old five-pedal pianos left. In fact, the only one to be found in New York was at Carnegie Hall the other night. And we borrowed it for club meetings. Albert Ammons is sitting at it right here on the platform. Now, remember, one pedal plays drums and one pedal plays mandolin. Will you show them, Albert? And over on the other side of the platform here, we have that other great boogie-woogie at another piano, Meade Lux Lewis. And with the whole band ready for a downbeat, hold on to your seat. Here's our boogie-woogie special for the hot clubs. We call it Roll 'em. Thank you.
Club members, so now you know. That is Boogie Woogie. And this is Benny Goodman saying thanks to Need Lux Lewis, Albert Ammons, and Johnny Mercer for being with us tonight. And until next Tuesday's meeting time, good night for Camels and all the gang.
Good night, Benny. Remember, you've all got a date next Tuesday night with Benny Goodman and the world's greatest swing band, the Goodman Trio and Quartet, and Martha Tilton. Watch the bulletin boards for names of new members who'll be up for initiation here in the old clubhouse next week. Secretaries of local branch meetings in and around New York have probably noted that President Goodman and the band open tomorrow at the Paramount Theater. Next Monday night over these same stations, Eddie Cantor's Camel Caravan rolls in. Eddie's special guests are Helen Menken and Connie Boswell. So make it a Monday night date, too. This is Dan Seymour speaking.
Gentlemen, the tobacco that means more smoking joy to more pipe smokers is Prince Albert. Yes, sir, Prince Albert is choice, ripe tobacco, mild, mellow, and fragrant, and full of good, rich taste. PA is specially cut to draw right, too. It burns slow and smokes cool. Try the National Joy Smoke, men. There's no other tobacco like Prince Albert.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.